Lord Himself. Hemi knows them verses. Hallelujah. For the Lord Himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And so shall we ever be with the Lord. Wherefore, comfort one another with these words. Now, the Apostle Paul said, I want to tell you something right here that I want you all to talk over among yourselves and be comforted with. Comfort one another with these words. What words? The words that Jesus is coming after us. Hallelujah. Let's pray. Father, thank you for your word. Thank you for the promise that you have given to us through prophets, through preachers, even through angels, and most of all by yourself. Thank you that we have this hope in us. I pray that you would challenge us tonight. Let it be fresh and new and real to us as we look once again at your coming. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. For the Lord Himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God. We and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. So shall we ever be with the Lord. Wherefore, comfort one another with these words. So I just want to talk about His coming tonight. And hopefully if it's soured, it'll be better soured on me than you, but I've had it on my mind a few days. So I want to talk about His coming. Hallelujah. 2,000 years ago, a child was born. Somebody said in infancy, he startled a king. And he did. In boyhood, he puzzled the doctors. In manhood, he walked on water. He calmed raging seas. He never fired a shot, yet he's the captain of the world's greatest army. He never gave an inoculation. He never had MD tacked on behind his name. But I tell you that he can do more with mud and spit than they can do with laser surgery in approaching the 21st century. Hallelujah. He never wrote a book. But all the books that are written about Him. And the greatest of all. Hallelujah. The greatest truth the world has ever known. Praise God. Oh yes. He was crucified on Calvary's cross. He was taken down and put in a borrowed tomb. But the grave couldn't hold Him. He resurrected on the third day. According to the Scripture. He ascended on high. But before He went away, He gave us a promise, did He not? Hallelujah. He promised us that He would come again. Amen. And so I want to say to you tonight, there will be a return of Jesus Christ. I said there will be a return of Jesus Christ. It is not a myth. It is not just a hope so. But He will come again. Hallelujah. Amen. For the Lord, the Apostle Paul said, for the Lord Himself shall descend from heaven with a... You know what? There's been a lot of angels that have been given messages to send to mankind. But I want to tell you, He'll not trust an angel with this. The Lord Himself
shall descend from heaven with a shout. Hallelujah. Remember what he told his disciples. We use it most of the time in funerals. But remember what he said in the 14th chapter of John. Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. What did he say he was going to do? I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go, what did he say he would do? I will what? I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. He is coming again. How many believes that the new birth is important? I believe it's the only way to heaven, don't you? You know how many times the new birth is mentioned in the Bible? 9 times. It's really important, but it's mentioned 9 times. How many believes that water baptism is important? I think we don't take it. I know some people go a little, you know, but I think too many times we're too loose on it. It is a commandment of the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Water baptism is mentioned 20 times in the Bible. How many believes it's important to repent? Repentance is mentioned 70 times. So we got the new birth 9 times, we got water baptism 20, we got repentance 70. But when it comes to the Lord coming, I'm telling you, the Bible is so full of it that just alone in the New Testament alone, not counting the Old Testament prophecies, but the New Testament alone, 318 times. You know that's 120, or that is one out of every 25 or 26 verses in the Bible, on the average, that the Bible talks about Jesus coming again. Hallelujah. I believe He's going to come again, don't you? I know. We are in the last days. Hallelujah. I know we are. You know what? When He went away, those disciples were standing there, and Jesus began to be carried away on a cloud. And as they stood there watching, and He's going away and ascending up, and they're standing there and their heads are looking up, they're watching Him go up on the cloud. And while they're looking up, all of a sudden, two men appears in white apparel. They're angels of God. And they say in Acts chapter 1, amen, verses 9 through 11, ye men of Galilee, why stand ye here gazing into the heavens? This same Jesus that you see going shall also come again in like manner as you have seen Him go away. I'm telling you that Jesus is coming. This same Jesus, that's the one I'm looking for. I'm not looking for the one, if you see, oh, I don't want to get off on that. Amen. We sing a lot of songs sometimes. Well, never mind. Hallelujah. I'm not looking on a man for a man walking down the street. Amen. In sandals. Amen. I'm looking for somebody to come in the middle of the air and catch me away. Hallelujah. I'm looking for the same Jesus. Amen. That was born in Bethlehem's manger. I'm looking for the same Jesus. Amen. I'm looking for the very same one that made the lame to walk, and the blind to see, and the deaf to hear, and the dumb to speak. Hallelujah. I'm looking for the same Jesus. Jesus that walked on water. I'm looking for the same Jesus that turned water to wine. I'm looking for the same Jesus, amen, brother, that spoke and taught with authority, amen, not as the scribes. I'm looking for the same Jesus that was crucified, buried, but rose over the power of hell and death on the third day, amen, and conquered it and took the keys. I'm looking for the same Jesus to come again. How about you? Amen.
You know, everybody wants to know when He's coming. Everybody wants to know when He's coming. Well, best I know to tell you, Matthew chapter 24 tells us when He's coming. For He Himself told us. He said, as in the days, or as the days of Noah were, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. How was it in the days of Noah? Genesis chapter 6 tells us, the earth was corrupt and filled with violence. Oh boy, that sounds like today to me. And the imagination of men was only what? Evil. How often? Continually. That kind of sounds like today to me.
That sounds like our generation to me. Amen. And so Jesus said, when it gets like that, that's when I'm going to come. Hallelujah. I tell you, I'm looking for Him. Amen. I believe He's coming. I believe we're in the last of the last. Hallelujah. Amen. I mentioned the other night when I took prayer request, I mentioned 2 Timothy chapter 3. Amen. How that it would be in the last days and how men would be and how that was the church. It was actually, he was talking about the church world there. Amen. Brother, we're there. Oh, brother. But I don't want to paint a picture of gloom, doom, and despair and all of that, because in Luke 21 and verse 28, Jesus said, when you see all these things began to come to pass, then what did He say to do? Look up! Lift up your head, for your redemption draweth nigh. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, amen, brother, I'm not walking around wondering, oh God, it's bad, it's evil. Amen, it's a bad time out there. What am I going to do? I'm looking up. My redemption draweth nigh. I'm looking for the Son of God, amen, to step over the portals of glory and call us away. Hallelujah. Amen, He's going to return. Amen. The preachers preached it, and the angels declared it, and Jesus Himself said it. Amen. I believe He's coming. Well, when He does, what's going to happen? Well, when He returns, there's going to be a resurrection. You believe that? You know that's been the... How many of you have ever been... How many of you ever been walking through... And I don't even have to ask that. But you have been in a checkout line waiting to check out groceries, or in Kmart or Walmart or wherever you go, and you're standing there and they have those stupid magazines there. You know what I'm talking about? What do you call them? Tabloids. And you know, they have the dumbest stuff on there. I never could understand anybody being... I never could understand about people buying them things. There ain't nothing to them things. I mean, how do you know? Well, I was getting my... What was I getting done? Something done? Maybe oil changed or tires put on my truck or something. And they had one of them things laying there. And of course, I've seen them other places. And I've been in church people's homes that had them. And hallelujah. Oh, they got the biggest lies in there. It just astounds me. They've got these aliens having babies. Human babies. And then they got humans having alien babies. And then they got all kinds of stupid stuff in there. Well... But once in a while, they get real serious. Is there life after death? And they want to know, is there life? And that's the age-old question of man. Is there life after death? And you know, Job said in chapter 14 and verse 14, he said, if a man die, shall he live again? You know, Jesus answered that question in the 11th chapter of St. John in verse 25. Jesus said, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were, what? Dead. What's he going to do? Yet shall he live. You know, Job knew that. He said, if a man die, shall he live again? And then he said, all the days of my appointed time will I wait till my change come. Hallelujah. Oh, he knew there was a resurrection after a while. Though skin worms devour this body, yet in my flesh shall I see God. Hallelujah. Job knew that there was going to be a resurrection. Oh, yes, there is, brother and sister. Amen. There's going to be a resurrection of the dead. Amen. 1 John 3 and 2. You know what it says? Beloved, now are we the sons of God. Verse 1. Doth not yet appear what we shall be. Amen. Verse 2. It doth not yet appear what we shall be, but we know that we shall be like Him.
Hallelujah. For we shall see Him as He is. Brother, I'm telling you, there's coming a resurrection, and we are going to be so changed, we're going to be like Jesus. I said we're going to be like Jesus. Didn't Paul say we were in Philippians 3:21? Who shall change our vile body that it may be fashioned like unto His glorious body? I'm telling you that Jesus is coming again. Hallelujah. There's going to be a resurrection of the dead. Amen. For the Bible said the Lord Himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, voice of the archangel, trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. There'll be a resurrection after a while. You know what? I believe that when the resurrection takes place, the dead are going to come out of the graves singing. Now, I believe that for a reason. I believe that because of what I read in the book of Isaiah. When he talked about it in chapter 26, and I think it, the 19th verse, I believe is where it's at. I believe it's Isaiah 26:19, which talks about it, and said, "Thy dead men shall live together with my..." He knew he was going to be dead when it took place. "Together with my dead body shall they arise." And then he went on to say, "Awake and sing, who ye that dwell in the dust." Glory to Isaiah said it. "Awake and sing, ye that dwell in the dust." Hey, I want to tell you, there's some good men going on. You believe that? Oh, there's some wonderful men of God and preachers of the gospel and laity alike who have died and gone on, umpteen thousands and hundreds of thousands since Jesus walked the earth. Amen. And Isaiah said, when we come out of the grave, we are going to come out singing. You know what? I almost think I now I'm not positive on this, but I almost think I know what song they're gonna be singing. Now I'm not positive on this, and I can't prove this, but I believe I know when they awake and sing, ye that dwell in the dust, when they come out of it, they're gonna come out. I do know they're gonna come out singing. I can't be positive on the song, but I think I know. I think when I read in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, I believe I found the song they were going to sing. Hallelujah. Amen. Well, anybody got an idea what we might be singing when the resurrection takes place? Oh, grave, where is thy victory? Oh, death, where is thy sting? Hallelujah. For it is written, death is swallowed up in victory. Hallelujah. I tell you, there's coming a resurrection after a while. I said, the dead is going to get out of graves. Pardon me if I reminisce about Grandpa for a minute, but he was a man of God, a great man of God, a preacher of the gospel. Oh, what a preacher, what a man. He was a greater man than he was preacher, and he was a good preacher. Amen. But oh, he walked, I remember, he stomped across the pulpit this way and turned and stomped across that way and said, "Jesus is coming." Amen. "Jesus is coming. Hey, Grandpa, one of these days you're going to come out of there." Hallelujah. "You'll come out singing about what you preach stone." Glory to God. It's going to be a resurrection after a while. So there's going to be a return, there's going to be a resurrection, and there's going to be a rapture. Pardon me if this tape should happen to make it into the hands of some folks who don't like that word. But pardon me, all it means is an appearance or a catching away. That's all it means. And for that preacher, God bless you if you hear the tape, but for that preacher that told me years ago I should never even say the word rapture because it wasn't found in the Bible, sir, I didn't think of it back then, but I do now. The word Bible is not found in the Bible. God bless you. Hello.
I said the word Bible is not found in the Bible, but we call it a Bible because it's a Bible. The word rapture is not found in the Bible, but that don't stop a rapture from taking place. There's already been a few raptures, by the way. Hallelujah. I believe that Enoch has the doors. Hallelujah. Because, brother, I'm telling you, he's coming. Amen. There's going to be a rapture. Well, what's so important about the rapture? What's it mean to go in the rapture? Amen. What's so important about going in the rapture? Amen. Who's going in the rapture? Those that are in Christ. Those whose names are found written in the Lamb's Book of Life. That's who's going in the rapture. Amen. What's it mean to go in the rapture? Well, for one thing, it means no more sickness. That's pretty good to me. I mean, it means no more tears. It means no more sorrow. It means no more pain. It means no more death. Did not the Scripture say in Revelation 21, and 4, and God shall wipe all tears from their eyes? Neither shall there be any more what? Death, nor pain, nor sorrow, for the former things are past. What's it mean to go in the rapture? No more heartaches. Aren't you glad? What's it mean to go in the rapture? No more sin. Aren't you glad? What's it mean to go in the rapture? No more devil to fight. Aren't you glad? I said, aren't you glad about no more devil to fight? Aren't you glad about no more temptations and trials? Hallelujah. Amen. Oh, brother and sister, amen, there's going to be a rapture after a while. Means we're going to miss the tribulation. Means we're going to miss the wrath of God. For 1 Thessalonians 5 and 9, for God hath not appointed us to wrath. And Luke 21 and 36, pray that you be accounted worthy to escape all these things that shall come to pass and shall stand before the Son of Man. Hallelujah. Amen. So let the white and the red and the black and the pale horse rider come on. Amen. Hallelujah. Because, brother and sister, Isaiah chapter 26 and verse 20 says, come, my people, enter thou into thy chambers and shut thy doors about thee. Hide thyself, as it were, for a little moment until the indignation be overpassed. Let the stars fall from heaven as a fig tree shaketh her untimely figs when she's shaken by cast forth her untimely figs when shaken by mighty wind. Let the rivers turn to blood and the moon turn to blood. Amen. The sun black as sackcloth of hair, because we shall be at the marriage supper of the Lamb of God. Well, some of you act like you don't even believe that. And if you do believe it, you ain't very excited about it. Hallelujah. There's going to be a rapture. There's going to be a rapture. And you know what's going to happen after the rapture? Going to be a reunion. So the Bible said, we which are alive and remain shall be caught up. There's the rapture. Resurrection's already taken place. The dead in Christ is risen first. The return's taken place. He's descended from heaven. That means he's come down. And then the resurrection takes place. And then we which are alive and remain are caught up. There's the rapture. And then the Bible says this. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds. Together with them, reunion, to meet the Lord in the air. And so shall we ever be with the Lord. Going to be a reunion after a while. Now I went to one here just a few weeks ago on my mom's side, right over here in Hamilton. And I saw my cousins and my uncles and my aunts. That's the only time I see them, once a year. I got one that comes from Winchester, Kentucky, and he's lucky to stay there long enough to get dinner over with, and they eat right at 12 or before. And by the time dinner's over, you can look and they'll be headed for Winchester. He thinks there ain't nothing but Winchester in the world. And if the Lord tarries and he lives and I live, I'll see him next year maybe.
But you talk about a real reunion, brother. We're going to have one after a while. In the days of the Vietnam War, I don't know if you'll recall it or not, but during the days of the Vietnam War, there was a soldier that was missing. And the parents got one of those dreadful, dreadful, dreadful letters from Uncle Sam. Dear so-and-so, we regret to inform you that your son has been killed in action. Broke their hearts. Had some type of a funeral. They didn't have a body. Some time went by, and they got another letter. We are so sorry for the heartache and all that we have caused you. But your son was not dead. He has been found alive and well. And because of the hardship that we have caused, we are sending him home. And that message touched the heart of the whole nation. And radio and newspapermen and TV cameras and all, when that big plane sat down on the runway, people had gathered out from all over. The National Guard was there to hold the crowd back. The jet taxied in and come to a stop. The ladder was rolled up and the door swung open. The National Guard, hand in hand, holding back the fighting crowd and the mob that had gathered. Well, this made national news. And some little mama standing there in the front row broke through the National Guard and met son by the time he got to the bottom of the ladder. And all there they were embracing. And do you know that grown men cried all across the nation as they watched? What a reunion. This was her boy that was dead, but oh, he wasn't dead. What a reunion. Hey, hey, hey. After a while, we're going to have a reunion. Praise God. Oh, that reunion's nothing compared to the one that we're going to have one of these days. Amen. I'm telling you that Jesus Christ is coming again. And hey, listen to me. That is the hope of a church. Looking for the blessed hope and glorious appearing. It's a purifying hope. Everyone that hath this hope in him purifieth himself, even as he is pure. Oh, this is the hope of the church. And you know what? If you preach on it anymore, you know, people used to like to hear about the coming of the Lord. But you preach on it nowadays, and they just kind of, they just preach on the coming of the Lord again. I want to tell you, if you're ready, if you're in love with him, and you're really looking for him, it's a hope to you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And as I close, let me throw in another R here. I could talk about rewards, but I won't. Let me throw in another R here. I want to tell you that you, before you can go, you've got to be ready. I said you've got to be ready. There's a lot of folks sitting on the pew that isn't ready. That's exactly right. Do you know that before the children of Israel ever left the land of Egypt to head toward the promised land, they had to be ready to go? The message was to have their sandals on and their staff in the hand, ready to go. Hallelujah. Amen. Jesus said in Matthew chapter 24 and verse 44, "Therefore be ye also ready, for in such an hour as you think not the Son of Man cometh." Do you know that in Matthew chapter 25, when it gave that parable and talked about the bridegroom, amen, coming and catching them unawares, and those five foolish that had went to buy, amen, because they didn't take enough oil. The Bible said in verse 10, "And they that were ready went in with him to the marriage." And the door.